It's a joy to hear you singing. I greet you in the name of the Lord, our helper. I noticed that this morning we've got room to be a little less crowded, and I like that. Let's rejoice in that, and also rejoicing in those that are still coming. I'm going to be reading from Psalm 121 after a bit, but I'm going to prime the pump with some other thoughts and quotations of Scripture and all. I read a few months ago about a man who for the first time ran the marathon, a 26-mile race, and he got along to about the 25th mile. And there he needed a break, and of course you can take breaks in a marathon. Took a break, but he was just at the wall. And he told his wife who was there, "I don't think I'll go on. I've come this far, but I don't think I'll go on." Well, he rested, and then along came two lady runners. They were evidently not of a mind to quit. And they said, "Oh, you're exhausted. Well, run with us." And you know, his spirit was lifted. And he decided he's going to finish the race, and he successfully finished. There are times that you and I can help each other, inspire each other, and we go on. We get the new courage, the new strength to go on. Makes me think of one of the verses of Scripture that my mother used to quote, "My help cometh from the Lord." Well, actually, David asks the question, "I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help?" And then he answers it. That's Psalm 121. Isn't it interesting that nature can make us think of God? Isn't it interesting that the things that inspire us on earth, the help of others, can make us think of God? Because the Bible declares and reveals that my help comes from the Lord. Listen to this. The context of that quotation is Hebrews 13. It says in the Berean Study Bible, "Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, for God has said, 'Never I will leave you, never will I forsake you.' So we may say with confidence, 'The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?' Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." Well, there are things that come from this passage that are interesting. We all confess we need money to make exchanges and provide for ourselves, but it pales in comparison to the realization that it's God that's the source, and God is the one that's really my helper. And then it says to remember the leaders who spoke the word of God to you. They've been a big help too, but in all of it, at the middle, at the core, "The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid." So I can say with confidence, "He is my helper." And this is apparently a quotation from Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. No, it's not that one. It's Psalm 118, verse 6. "I will not fear." Oh, it says, "The Lord is on my side." Similarly, "The Lord is my helper." "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" This is the psalmist speaking. And a few verses later, he says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." And then he repeats it nearly exactly. "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes." So again, man, government, money, people, fellow brethren, fellow runners, all of these things can be a help, and we turn to them from time to time, but at the center it's the Lord that's on my side. And speaking of center, I just quoted the center verse of the whole Bible, which is Psalm 118:8. It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in man. So I've sometimes pondered whether we should scroll that up here somewhere as the theme verse of Center Church, to be centered in on this, that the Lord is our confidence. And then some more verses. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. We'll read that in a little bit. Psalm 124, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And then, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Perhaps in a few minutes, Shane, I'd like to sing 531 on this verse. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And later in that passage, you've been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. And then from Isaiah, beautiful words again. Fear you not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And then the question that Paul asks in his arguments for faith in Romans 8. He says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Like to read now from Psalm 121. This is one of my mother's favorite passages of scripture. She's gone now for a little less than 2 years, but I honor her, and I'm thinking this morning of her birthday coming up, would have been coming up next Sunday, February the 4th. But again, in honor of the Lord, this song of ascents. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. So the Lord is our help. The Lord is our keeper. The Lord is our preserver. The Lord is the strength of my life, as we've said earlier. Yea, he says, I will strengthen you. He is the chief source of our encouragement and strength. As this passage says, nature leads us to the Lord. We look to the hills. We plainsmen love to go to the mountains just for the variety that it brings. And we lay our eyes on these majestic western peaks, and it makes us think of the Lord. This week we'll have an unusual sequence of lunar events. It'll be the second full moon of the month, which is called a blue moon. So we'll have a blue moon. It's another one of these that commonly now we're reading about supermoons, because in the elliptical orbit of the moon, it's closer and a little bit larger than some other times. And so it'll be what's called a supermoon. And then, coinciding with this, there will be a lunar eclipse total in most of the United States, including here in the plains. And so that'll happen. This will all happen over Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. And early Wednesday morning, there will be, especially it'll be better in some respects over on the West Coast, where it'll still be dark. For us, it'll be happening a little after daybreak, if I've got my times right. About 7:30-ish would be the peak of the lunar eclipse. But it should be clear here according to current forecasts, and it'll be something you might want to get up early. And as the as you know how this is, we experience this when there is a total eclipse, then the sun's direct rays are blocked, and there's refraction of those rays. The blue rays are kind of refracted out of there, and we end up seeing some reddish hue, and so it's called a blood moon. So we'll have a full moon, a blue moon, a super moon, and a blood moon. all of you gazers. But I'm thinking that this is really going to be another event for us to just think about God and how he created and how he provides. And may it be another reminder for us to live for him and love him. Now this verse, "The Lord is my light and my salvation," also is prophetic in this sense, that it reminds us of the Lord Jesus being our salvation, our sacrifice. And so I want to think about that God's work in creation and redemption are both evidences of his care for us and of his primacy. So I'd love to just have you join me in singing. Shane, would you lead us 531? Stay standing. Our Lord, we bow our heads before you. We lift our hearts to you, and we thank you and worship you that you are the source and the giver and sustainer of life. Thank you for witnessing of your great power and presence and care through nature and through redemption. And so, O God, the God of creation and redemption, we commit our lives to you and take courage that you will never leave us nor forsake us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.